Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host from Queensland, Australia. I hope you guys are doing well. You can find all my links on my Instagram at straight.spirit, where you can send me an email. You can book a personal psychic reading. You can find all of my accounts at YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all of them. You can email me there if you have a topic suggestion, an interview you'd like to see done on the podcast, a mystery you'd like me to read for, or just anything you want to share with me. I would love to hear from you. We also have an email sign up list, but I'm not trying to sell you on anything. I just really love connecting with you guys. Makes my heart very happy. So today we're going to do the Oak Island mystery or curse, whichever way you look at it, I suppose. I may have to pause, but hopefully you guys won't notice it, because I am a mum, a solo mum, so I'm looking after my babies all day, every day. We homeschool and we are doing everything on our own, with the universe's help. So if I pause and if I seem a little distracted, that's why. But I'm going to give you guys the best of my focus, the best that I can, and usually the readings come through just fine. So reading strictly just entertainment purposes, I have to say that, all respect to anyone involved in the Oak Island mystery. I believe it's in Nova Scotia. Oh, and a disclaimer, I do have to say that I've seen a documentary, part of the documentary, and I have listened to the Astonishing Legends, great podcast by the way, episode about it a long time ago. And I don't recall the details. I tend to recall things that are like, I have a great memory when it comes to things that are relevant and important to me. But when it comes to things like a 2 or 3 hour long podcast episode about Oak Island, I'm only retained a few of it, a few details. So just so you know, I have seen those. I like to be upfront with you. But what I aim to do with this episode is tune into source energy, psychically, intuitively, which you guys all can do, by the way, but that's another episode, and just see what they have to say about it. So I might be way off base, I might be highly accurate, and I might just be tuning into one day or one aspect or one energy of the Oak Island mystery. It could be the whole thing, it could be the collective consciousness. So whatever comes out, comes out. I hope that you guys enjoy the episode. Please share it with your friends, like, subscribe, all that jazz. Really looking forward to building a bigger community with you all of spooky, spooky loving spiritual people. And you don't have to be spiritual to be here. All right. Okay, let's go. Anything else I need to say? Oh yeah, if I go quiet or I do that, I'm just tuning in, so getting messages. I'm still here. Source, what can you say? What can we tell these lovely people on this episode about Oak Island? What do you have to say about the Oak Island mystery or curse? They just said, first off, it's not a curse. Even though it seems like a curse. Whenever I hear the word curse, I think of that scene, that bit in Practical Magic where Sally Owens has the sheriff's badge and she says it only has meaning because you believe it does. Same thing with curses, right? I totally agree with that line there. Everything that is in our existence and experience really is created by, through energy, vibration. It sounds a lot more woo-woo than it is. It's actually the most human thing and most down-to-earth thing that we do. Everybody does it. It probably is what draws everyone closer together. It's the human side that, I guess some would call it the ego, when we label ourselves and divide, and then that pulls us further apart. But really underneath it all, we're all the same. What's this doing in an Oak Island episode? Sources is trying to get me to communicate to you guys that the spiritual side of it's like we look at the human side and the spiritual side is something like the icing on top, when in reality the spiritual side is is the basis of the foundation of our reality. It's the other side that sort of covers it on top. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. Oak Island. They want me to use the mystery. Mystery is important here because I think that's what it's all about. I think the Oak Island mystery, what's so intriguing about it is the fact that it's mysterious. It's a problem that hasn't been solved yet, as far as I know. And I heard it isn't going to be solved to the point of satisfaction that everybody's seeking. Everyone's thinking, oh, I guess I should explain. So for those who don't know, Oak Island is basically just, the way I see it, is that it's like this giant hole that people keep digging down and down and down because they're trying to get to this ancient treasure. Maybe not as far back as ancient, but this treasure that is supposedly down there. And they call it cursed because people have met an untimely fate, I suppose. People have died trying to get down to this treasure, and it seems like it's cursed. No, but we're going to get back to that later. As far as I know, they haven't found anything largely significant in this hole that people have been digging for a very long time. And it seems like it wouldn't be such a problem these days with the technology we have. It's one of the baffling things about it. But it's like they just keep digging, 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 digging. I'm not saying there's nothing down there. I haven't spoken on that. It's just people think there's treasure along the way. There's treasure down there. And people have been trying to get it for a long time. If I'm wrong about this quick synopsis, this rundown, just, you know, forgive me. Maybe search it up yourself after this episode. Or do it now and then come back and see how accurate everything is. So being solved to the point of the satisfaction that people are seeking. Everybody wants there to be this treasure trove and this success, this satisfying thing at this bottom of this pit, whatever it's. I visualize a hole like a shaft, but it probably looks like wide open at this point. But for shits and giggles, I'm just going to imagine this hole, this pit, this shaft that people have been digging in various ways over a long period of time. Everyone wants to be there to be a treasure trove at the bottom. Well, most people that are interested, invested in this story. So when they say satisfied to the point that people are seeking, that's what they mean. I think it really is just either people are going to walk away and leave it. It's not going to be interesting anymore. Or, you know, there'll be the few diehards out there who keep going. And I don't know. Source isn't showing me that there's going to be anything like millions of gold bars down there. If they find anything, it'll still be significant. It'll still be culturally an interesting find and probably valuable because of where they found it. But they're not really showing me that it's going to be this treasure trove that keeps coming up into my head. I'm being called to talk about the mindset of the people who are digging, and I don't judge anybody. I really, really don't. I'll talk to anyone about anything. I don't judge those who are invested in this quest, and that's, I really see it as a bit of a quest. And it is totally and sort of tantamount. It points to the fact that this idea that taking action before. Okay, so source energy always talks about lining up energetically and focusing on what you want and then following intuitive impulses to get there. It's so important. It's literally like the hack to this game of life, and most people are unaware of it. It's interesting, isn't it? But that's another episode. So I see the Oak Island mystery as a ton of people, a boatload of people who are taking action, 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 action. It's like, you know, when you move toward a goal and you take action toward it and it seems hard and the pieces don't fit yet, but you just want to keep going, and then you get this nudge to slow it down, or just focus until it's filled in energetically, until it's manifested, give it time, right? This is that energy of go, 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 dig, 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 dig. Even though it's been a slow moving process, that's the kind of energy that people can find themselves in going into this quest. The ones that are actually out there digging, I mean. Where is the, like, so the spiritual side of things, of these people, the spiritual part of them, the soul, the inner being, whatever you want to call it, the, I'm so chi, that side of them is looking at this going, it doesn't matter if there's anything down in the hole. Am I enjoying digging? If you're happy digging, go for it. But like, they don't need to know. It's not what's in the hole that matters. It's not what's at the bottom of the mysterious hole or shaft that is fundamentally what's going to fundamentally make them happy or give them this joy or bliss, the satisfaction. The other side, the side of them that's not in alignment, and there are many sides, but this side is like ignoring that side and like, I've got to know what's in there. I've got to know. And there's a large part of consciousness that is, how do I say it? Not the consciousness, but like the human side of that. Everybody's sort of got this vibe about it. It's such a mystery. If only everybody knew that their thoughts about something are exactly what it pertains to be. So if half the world sees this as a mystery, then that's what it's going to be. You know, it's similar to the Somerton Man case mystery. Everybody wanted, who was this guy? What? How are we going to solve this? And it was action. And then as people sort of really started to let go of it, well, it's never going to be solved, but I'll just let it go and not stress about it. They solved it and it took a while. But this, I guess, if I'm making any sense here, I'm trying to be clear, is that the fact that everybody vibrates on this level of thinking it's a mystery, everybody thinks it's a mystery, so it vibrates on that level, just makes it more mysterious. It just makes it harder to solve and find the solution. Maybe there is no solution. Can humankind be satisfied with that? What if everybody just down tools, so to speak, and just stopped worrying about this damned pit over in Nova Scotia? It'd be interesting to see what would happen then. Could the people that spent so many years, months, and all this money trying to get to the bottom of it, are they really going to be satisfied? Is it, whatever they find, is it going to satisfy the input, what they've put into it, what they've created out of it? And I mean, it's human to want to solve mysteries. I love a good mystery. I mean, I'm doing this reading. But do I lose sleep at night if I don't have the problem solved on the earth realm, like on the news, this is what they found on the oak? No, I don't get attached to outcomes like that. I find a feeling and I stay tuned to that. Okay, Oak Island. I'm getting a real frenzy and a real hurry, is a real impatience to just get to the truth, get to the bottom of this, literally and figuratively. And a sense of pride and ego. I want to be the one to solve this mystery. But I feel like there's something everybody's forgetting. It's like people are forgetting something about this, that maybe there's nothing down there or nothing of significance. And so are they willing to put in all this time, effort, money? And if they are, I'm happy for them. What are they happy digging to this mystery is the question. I just heard it's not for them to find. I just keep getting from source that it's like, it's not what's in the hole that's important. It's not the treasure that they want to find. It's that's not the significant part. It's the alignment with the process. It's like they're more focused on how hard it is, the difficulties. And when we all focus on these things, so when we have a bad morning, and I really don't anymore, that I figured this out from Abraham Hicks, by the way, check him out on YouTube. I digress, but they're not focused on a solution, they're focused on a problem. They're trying to get to the solution by focusing on the problem. So if it comes back to this, curses have power because you think they do. It's hard because they think it is. It's like a great big manifestational mud pit of how things have been going wrong there for so many years, decades probably even, that nobody's sort of approaching it in an aligned way, in a peaceful way. If everybody just stopped looking, forgot about it for a minute, and then found satisfaction doing other things. So they think that finding it, whatever's in the hole, is going to be satisfying. The treasure, if they find it, it's going to be satisfying. But if they could find satisfaction before that, then it wouldn't matter if they found it or not. And you know what? To be quite frankly honest with you, if everybody just stopped seeing it as this great big problem to solve, this great big hole that needs to be dug, this hard to find treasure that needs to be found yesterday, and this deadly project, you know, how risky it is and how much it costs. If everybody just stepped away from that, you know what? I bet you, like, I guarantee you that, like, something, like, what do you call these things? You know, where the source, what's the word? They're giving me the picture. What's the word? Like a cave in, but in the ground. Like, like the sand, like falling in on itself, falling away, and then all the dirt, all the mud. Like, oh God, it's like a sinkhole kind of energy. It would just appear. Do you know what I mean? Like the, or an earthquake, or something, or erosion, or somebody would find a document, or something detailing the fact that it was buried over here, or there was never any treasure to begin with. Like, it's like this great big, they give me the word juxtaposition between the truth and the what they know, and then what they've imagined it to be. So I'm not saying it's not mystical and magical and wonderful. And sources also saying, think about what this pit is teaching people from a spiritual point of view. And I just heard that song, it's not about the money. money. I'm not gonna sing, but this could be a great big spiritual epiphany for some who were like, you know what? And it's funny how people are spending all this money to get this money, thinking the payoff's going to be huge and there's no guarantee. It really is a big investment risk. I do want them to find something. I think that would be really cool. I'm not saying they're not. Source is really just talking about people's thoughts around it and seeing it as this great big problem to solve. That's all it's going to keep being, is a problem, if that's how we see it. So there's a lack of faith, a lack of trust that things are always working out with the people surrounding this project. And when I say that, I mean the people working at the face who are there. And I don't even know if anyone's even working on it right now. They may have stopped on account of the weather. I actually am not sure. I just keep thinking about the massive amount of money going into documentaries and bolstering this message of it's so mysterious. It's more frustrating than anything for most people, but we all know that they're probably not going to find much on the documentary. It's really this shroud or this cloud of this air of mystery that's drawing people to it with no guarantee that they're going to find anything. You know, sometimes, and I've nothing against these documentaries or shows, where you watch like, oh God, it's like gold digging or something, and they have to create the drama out of nothing to make people think, oh God, what's going to happen next? But when there's no drama, would people still watch it? I would. I actually enjoy watching things that don't send me through a dramatic or traumatic roller coaster. I'm just looking for the love and alignment in all media. And you know, lately I found it in The Walking Dead, believe it or not. That show is really wonderful because it focuses on family and love and community and helping each other out, and it's full of epiphanies. Oh, I'm a Daryl Dixon fan, by the way. So back to Oak Island. No, they want me to talk about the documentaries. Yeah. So it's like this, it's the air of mystery and the whole what's going to happen next that keeps this churning and going slowly, but it's so slow and people are cottoning onto the fact that nobody has any answers about it. So maybe I can bring some through today. Okay, they want me to get some cards. I've got the Tarot of the Haunted House. Tarot of the Haunted House. I don't normally do cards unless I'm called to. It's sort of like a supplementary thing because I have learned to read without them. Oh man, if me from years ago knew this, I'd be so happy. Wait, there's that wish fulfillment and the Eight of Wands coming fast. Okay, that's interesting. All right. Guys, send me an email with your next mystery or on Twitter. Tweet me with what you want to see me read for next. Let me know your thoughts. If I can get some good feedback from you guys and I can maybe read some of your tweets, I'll do a part two. Okay. Let's go. Getting a sense of like suited and booted, like suited up, ready to go. I'm getting a sense of like this. It's giving people a mission and a purpose and a sense of camaraderie. It's like we're the believers and we're on a team in this brotherhood. So it's like it's giving people some semblance of alignment in that, in those ways, those parts of it. But I'm getting the frustration and the action part of it, the need to do this. I've got to do this, but not from a okay, I'm looking out the window and source is giving me a message through nature right now. It's like this harried, not quick, what's the word? Rush sort of vibe rather than source energy is more intentional, more intuitional? Source, you're making me make up words. Intuition driven, intuitive. that's snorted. Okay. Source energy is more go with the flow. You know, the feeling you get when you sit in nature that everything's going to be all right, because it is. That's source energy talking to you, that's you tuning in. Well, this energy around the Oak Island mystery and this curse, especially with that word, is frenzied. It's not aligned. Okay, they want me to keep going. Some cards. God, creating new words here. Feeling dizzy too. What is this sense of... I just don't know why. I just got a sense of like altitude sickness. Or like different depths. Maybe it's not up high. Maybe it's down low. It's like this sense of being... peculiar. Looking at the last card here, what I'm seeing is you can dig the hole as big as you want, but there are more satisfying things you can have now. So these people may be spending time away from their families to follow this mystery. Well, perhaps it would be more satisfying for them to be with loved ones or to be, yes, okay, dig the hole, but also don't neglect the other parts of your life that can help you find that satisfaction, like meditation, working in their own garden. It's like digging a hole over here, but working in your garden peacefully or walking on the beach or writing a book or reading a book. There is like satisfaction now rather than possible satisfaction at a later date after you do all this and work this hard and spend all this money and maybe other people die. All them. But there's a stubbornness to this. No, I want to solve. I want the gold. I want the treasure. I want the victory. I want to be the one to solve this. And this could be coming from many different teams that are working on this project. Okay. The card that I'm looking at here is, we've got somebody liquoring up another person and saying, tell me more, It's like, I want to hear more about this. I want to hear more. Tell me all your secrets. Tell me what you've been doing so I can do it better. There's a sense of teams, companies, leaders not working together. It's like a race to the finish, and nobody's like, they're not really helping each other. It's a, I just saw, what's his name? The Jerk in Beauty and the Beast. Is it, it starts with G, doesn't it? I see his face. You know, the one with the ponytail that wants to be with Belle. He's full of ego and he's very narcissistic. And I don't usually use that word, but that guy. Anyway, that's right on the tip of my tongue. I think it starts with a G. Anyway, that guy, I'm getting a bunch of those dudes running around out there playing with their toys and trying to sell this because for their ego, they want the treasure. They also want to be the ones that are on the talk shows or the news or, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just stating facts. And they may be feeling, okay, they want me to read this a different way than I was going to. Which one do I read next? Okay. Oh, there's also a sense of wanting to give something to their children. So they may not just be selfish reasons. It could simply be that I don't know why they're showing me raining down. Are they talking about money? Is this, I don't know, they're just showing me a shit ton of rain. Okay. Raining down on family, wealth. Okay, so a sense of accomplishment for family, like being able to hand down a legacy to children, that could be part of it. We also get a sense of being feeling persecuted, maybe, because I'm literally looking at a woman, a person being, yeah, the gender's not important in this card, on a, like at the stake, being burned at the stake, but also skewered is a term, like literally skewered for this. But they've got the drive, like, and I could be talking about multiple people. I could be talking about nobody. I don't know. I'm just seeing there's this drive to keep going based on the finances. Well, I've put this much money into it. It's like willing to cut your arm off to succeed. It's like not actually seeing the damage you're causing to your life, to yourself, to your savings, to finances, your family, all of it, your health, your stress, all of it that's it's causing you. Because you're just so focused on the money of it, the treasure of it, the wealth of it, what you're going to get out of it. There's nothing wrong with money, treasure, or wealth. Those are wonderful things. It's about your intention and how you feel about it. Do you know what I'm saying? There are other ways to get wealthy and find that recognition. You'd probably be more different to be the one that comes out and says it's all a joke and this is why I think that, you know, you probably get more acknowledgement out of speaking a truth that people are thinking. Look, again, I have no judgment about people who want to dig this hole forever and spend all this money. I don't judge them. That's, you get to choose what you want to do. Oh, I see. That's why. Oh my goodness, there's a sense of some people being away from their families. This is a big part of this. I've got the happy family card. Family happy together. Rainbows, like protected, safe, grounded. Like, I feel like there's not really a need for the people who are doing this to do this. It's like, I'm going anyway. Going anyway. Family maybe not wanting them to leave. Family trying to say, possibly, Dad, stay with us, or you don't need to be doing this, hun. Just give it up already. But the sense of pride, and I want, you know, I can't give up now. I've put too much into it. when really the best thing they could do, the most healing thing they could do, might be to just quit. Like, not quit, just cut it off. Because we need to be able to let go of things that are no longer serving us. So if they were able to just walk away and take it as a, you know, an experience, an experiment, like, there's nothing wrong with that. But the word quit has such a big energy towards it. It wouldn't be quitting. It would, in fact, be choosing what's right for you, what's rightfully yours. What you know is going to be satisfying now. And that's love. That's alignment. I've got the Hermit card, and I've got someone running away from the family. I'm going anyway. I need to do this. In a sense of judgment from the family or the kids. But rightly so. Not that I would recommend judging, but when we're talking about kids, it's going to happen. To learn what they want through what they seeing what they don't want. I'm not saying kids should see go through shitty things. I guess what I'm saying is they have their own point of vibrational manifestation and attraction, vibrational attraction. And so looking at a family and for having a dad who's away can help them build or manifest the kind of relationship they do want. Okay, I had to pause, but I'm back, guys, so I got a ton of messages while I was off. I had to make made myself have a snack, keto crackers with Vegemite. Yes, we do eat Vegemite. We do. And it's good, but don't put like a whole spoon in your mouth, you wallies. You gotta have like a tiny bit pardon me, bit with something else. But it's not the full meal, but just a little bit of Vegemite if you want. Okay, anyway. So I am doing keto. I think I've lost like 25 kilos so far. So awesome, right? Thank you, thank you. Pause for applause. I feel so amazing. Okay, back to Oak Island. What I'm seeing here is two sides of the coin. You got the family, and then you got the people that are leaving to go and solve this mystery. While I don't judge either side, but so let's go. Okay, so like with this podcast episode, for example, I've had to pause to go and help my babies, and that's fine. That's just part of being mum. But I also felt this drive, like urge to get back to it. Just do it, get back to it. Pardon me, get it done. And then I had this realization to just slow it down a little bit. Make sure you eat something. Your kids are fine. Take care of them. And they are. They're absolutely beautiful and fine. Very well fed. Definitely not neglected. But sometimes when I take the time to do these podcast episodes, I just have to accept the fact that quite often I'm going to have to pause in, unless I do them at 9. Sometimes by then I'm too tired. I digress. Right, with this Oak Island podcast episode, this subject matter, the way it relates is there's a message to take care of your family first and then do what's next. Take care of your own alignment first and then what's next. Not disappear over to wherever the Oak Island pit is and leave them hanging. I'm not saying that family members, family men or women can't have time to pursue their passions. I'm not saying that. What Source is really saying through me is to let it go and find balance and get happy with your life, your alignment, and then intuitively follow your impulses. Like if one of these guys was using their intuition, it probably wouldn't have taken this long to get an answer about what's in there, if there is anything in there. It makes me wonder if they had an intuitive impulse to go there. And Source has probably sent some people there just to, so that they could. Some of their desires would manifest, but maybe it wasn't necessarily about the treasure. Maybe it's about meeting somebody, having a conversation. Maybe it was about learning that the answer wasn't in the pit. There's something, anyway. I just heard the answer is not outside of yourself. And I've been guided to read a line from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. If you don't believe in God, that's totally fine. Source, Goddess, Buddha, everybody, we're all the same energy. It's all the same energy. So whatever you like to call the higher power, don't be deterred by the word God. And try not to judge it either. That just pulls you straight out of alignment. And then you can't hear what Source is trying to say. All right, they're telling me. Hurry up. Okay. Alright, what do you want me to read here, Source? They want me to say, quote, I have told you, if you conceive of God or Source as your master and creator, even as you are the creator and master of your own body, okay. What that says to me is what they're saying, and it might mean something totally different to you guys. What it's saying to me is these people and many of us have forgotten that we are creating our destiny. We're creating what's around us. It's just, it's almost so truthful. It's almost scientific. It's like, it just is a fact. It's a matter. Matter of fact. Oh, that's interesting. You know the card that I was saying, they can dig and dig and dig and they still, like, they're not willing to turn away from it. That's just fallen off the table. Okay, so there's a sense that this solving this mystery is never going to happen, or it's so not even in their lifetime. This is what they're thinking, not what Source is saying. It just gets harder and harder and harder, and it's so far away, and there's something missing. There's the missing piece. They just got to find the missing piece. Or they could not choose, they could choose not to devote this time of their life and their manifestational creative energy to finding that missing piece, to solving this puzzle. It's like you're only in it because you've put yourself in it. You don't have to solve this. Like, the world is going to be fine if you don't solve it. So what are you really doing it for? So step back and look at your choices. This has turned into a reading for those who are digging out of the pit. There's a sense of setting yourself free and not living in the shadow of people who have tried this before. What if there's really nothing down there? Are you willing to keep going for nothing except the experience? Like, what if what you're seeking isn't down in the hole? That comes back to that, doesn't it? People might be listening to this going, I didn't sign up for like a psychic reading about, you know, I didn't think it was going to be about this. I thought it was going to be about, is there treasure or not down in the pit? I just asked Source if they're going to find it, what's going to happen with it. And I just heard it's going to get old really quick. I think people are going to give up on it, on the mystery. There might be the people who keep digging, but there'll be like a select few. There are other ways to get richer these days, if you know what I mean. it seems like the Oak Island pit is just effort and loss of money and maybe adventure. There's good things too. But it's really all good things. Source, give this that card again. There's also a sense of like, what do they want their legacy to be? Living in the shadow of something. Is that what they want their life to be about? Or do they want to be the ones who walked away? Or do they want to be the ones, another name on the wall of the people who gave everything to the pit and didn't find it? What do they want from this experience? Anything is possible. But what are they wanting? Look, whether they found it, any treasure or not, like I just keep coming back to this idea, like you could make just as money out of a book on the topic by saying, like, not what everyone else is saying, this is how I found it or this is how we're going to find it. No, but talking about the part nobody's talking about, how it's been spun into this big thing. But look, I'm not going to lie, it's bloody intriguing. And we all get stuck in this, what's down there? Are they going to find it? Is it really full of treasure? But there's so much more treasure out in the real world. Like, do you know what I mean? People are making millions of dollars, even tens of thousands of dollars from home. Does it need to be this? I heard exertive. I don't know if that's a word. Does it require this much exertion? Okay, source. We'll finish up this podcast episode because, I know. I just heard, are you willing to hurt yourself for the cause? Not knowing whether to give up or not. I just got a sense of, is whatever's going to be revealed going to be that good anyway? And step out of the problem of it. Okay, so is there treasure in the pit? I heard you decide. Source, that's completely vague. I get a sense of more like because they believe it. Because they believe it, that's what they believe. But I think if people really went back and looked at things with clear eyes, it probably wouldn't be what they thought it was. Like, let's say there was a map or ancient writings, or like old writings on this, about this hole, like saying this is what's down there, whatever this old text is that has people believing what's down there. I don't think it's saying what they think it's saying, or this old writing, I don't think it's as grand as what they think. It very well could be that they've just been digging this hole for nothing. Jeez. Or people could manifest this reality. But I just get the sense they're really missing what's going on and all the joy and satisfaction and love around them. But the camaraderie is important. And then the final card is the Emperor. And I'm getting this, like the hunter with the heads on the wall. It's a status symbol to be the one that solved it. But is it really worth losing your sense of satisfaction in the moment? What if this was all just created? Like, you know that old guy in the bar who tells a story and then it spreads around? Or somebody worked out that they could make money from spreading this really great story, and then it just spun and spun and spun into what it is today? Keep asking about this treasure, and Source just said it depends on what they class as treasure. It depends. If you're thinking like 10 chests full of gold, it's probably not going to be that. Yeah, like a sense of being disappointed with what they really find, and a frustration for giving so much to it, but then coming home and the family being in shambles. I think that they're worried about that. I think they daydream or dream or have nightmares about this wealth disappearing. Like this, I've literally got the King of Pentacles. He's sitting on a throne surrounded by treasure. And then that disappearing. But there's also this idea that what is treasure in 2022 in modern times? Is it finding all these bars of gold and coins and jewels? Is that what the treasure is these days? What's your treasure? I'm also getting the sense of like, how much time are they willing to spend on this? How much time are, like, there's only so far the hole can go. There's only so far they can dig. There's only so far that their money can go towards doing this and health and wealth and lifestyle and all that. But I do get the sense that having camaraderie and a similar purpose to a team is a heartwarming thing or an inspiring thing. Sources reminding me that they can be happy now. We can be happy now without knowing what's in the hole, without finding that treasure. And I just keep thinking about this mind-boggling thing of pouring all this money in because you're wanting to be wealthy. You know? And I know that people have also been sponsored or funded. And Source, is there anything else you want to say about Oak Island Mystery? I just said give it a go. Try to make yourself happy without the treasure. That's interesting, isn't it? I guess to one person, like to a kid, finding a sand dollar or a shell in that hole would be treasure, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be interesting? Like a kid finding a bit of sea glass in that pit. Or something like that. A stick. And kids would be so stoked. But it's all about your perception of what's valuable. You know, a kid could go through that hole, and he wouldn't want to put a kid down there anyway, but let's just say for conversation purposes, you could put children digging through there and they would find a million things a meter down to be excited about, right? I'm sure. 2 meters, you know what I mean, 10 meters. But these adults who are trying to find their wealth and their treasure in that pit, or going past all these things that don't have any value to them. Like, no, the value is in the big find, the big treasure, the big this. But what have they gone past to find it? It's a really interesting point, Source, that you could go outside, pick a flower from your yard, and it'd be more valuable to you than hundreds of dollars of roses. Nothing against hundreds of dollars of roses. I'm just trying to sort of, they're just sort of showing me this, the worth and value we put in something is purely, purely a human construct. And then to get further into it, I could pick some wildflowers from my backyard and give them to somebody, or I could spend $200 on roses. Why are the roses valued more by society? When in reality, there's more love put into the wildflowers. Do you know what I mean? It's sort of like this with the treasure, what they're finding down there. I think that's why Source hasn't been like so clear on, yes, there's a chest and it's got this in it. It's more like, it depends on what you call treasure. What is treasure to you? So thanks for listening, guys. I hope it's been enlightening. Sometimes I don't recall what I've said after a reading. Like I recall, there's nothing wrong with my memory. It's more that like I'm just, energy's coming through me. And then it's quite typical to not remember everything about the reading. So sometimes when I listen back, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. But anyway, I love you guys. Please like, share. Please share. I'd really love to get my podcast in the top 100, at least. It's pretty close. It's
So if you could nudge me over, that'd be great. Take care, and let me know what you think. Send me an email. All my love.